91.5 WMFO Medford.
Losing session, but I'm fresh. Rapping, so I take time off to never rhyme. So I'm off on my own. All right, we are doing a check. 1, 2, swipe. Welcome. We got some strange feedback going on here in the background. And that strange feedback has a very particular source. I guess it's not directly the sunshine which is causing that whirring sound, but there is a climactic change that was triggered by the sunshine, and the shift in temperature has triggered the air conditioning. So we are going to condition your ears this afternoon, hopefully give you some cool vibes to be chilling to. Right now, DJ Happy Tear Wipe cannot be with us on our show, sadly, although it's for a great reason. DJ Happy Tear Wipe is in the midst of a 4-hour interview. Hopefully she's going to become supreme dictator for life of this company. So that's the position she's interviewing for. We give a big shout out, lots of love. Hopefully no sad tears to be wiped later on. However, oh no, that means the sun must be going down. Feedback has diminished significantly. But we're going to keep them coming this afternoon. A couple of throwback songs to commemorate the year that's passed, the 4 years that have passed so quickly, and also the lifetime that is passing by, but also right here in this moment. So without further ado, we are going to play an old one from White Oak. This is from Shriek. And this is indeed that title track, Shriek, coming to you live. Not actually live, you know what I mean. Testing. 1, 2, 3. That is Y Oak with their title track, Shriek, from their 2014 release. Wonderful little feature there. Always remember sort of a springtime feel emanating from that one. They came out with that album, Shriek, 2014, and have come out with 3 albums since then. Fairly prolific. And even did a collaboration with Elva, an Israeli artist. So that one lifted them to, I think, number 18 on the Billboard charts. Exciting stuff for Y Oak. And just for you, I wanted to introduce one of our guest DJs on the show this afternoon.
Hello.
Testing.
Hello.
So, if you didn't know by now, my name is DJ Crunchy Beef Taco.
And my name is DJ Salsa Slide.
DJ Salsa Slide is going to be joining us for the remainder of this hour. We got 45 minutes of jams, good conversation, and plenty of summery warm vibes to go around. So DJ Salsa Slide, any thoughts on this day? How the weather impacts the mood? What's the thought on the flowers blooming?
This is just such an incredible moment to be alive. 2 weeks ago, it was snowing in Medford. And nowadays, May 2nd, we have 85 degrees and sunny. Flower petals are flying through the air. And people at the Crafts House are giving away Easter eggs for Halloweester.
Wow.
So let's give you this.
Wow. Oh my. So to all our listeners, we are opening Easter eggs on the air. So let's see. Got a little crackle here. What is this?
What is inside?
Jelly beans.
A nice little pack of jelly beans.
The sugary sweetness and delight of spring in individually wrapped packages.
Bit wasteful, but a little necessary for a day like today.
So,
I would say. So thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, thank you for joining me on the air. We wish the very best to our fellow DJ Happy Tear Wipe, but you are with us in spirit, crying and laughing all at the same time. So we're going to bring you a little tune from Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They were in town in Boston 3 days ago. They played the Royale, and if we weren't in the midst of final season, I'm sure we would have been in attendance. So without further ado, this is Multi-Love on WMFO.
Underneath us, fearing new kinds of
Doing it live. Wonder how Unknown Mortal Orchestra is live. Do they become the known mortal orchestra as soon as somebody sees them? What is the way to really know an orchestra? Also, just got me questioning mortality as well. Once it becomes known, is that when it becomes mortal? Because it dies? Where does this end? What are the boundaries of this orchestra? Wish I had gotten a chance to ask them at their show. It'd be nice if, wouldn't it be nice if bands had sort of a Q&A after the show?
Yeah, I like going to small venues because sometimes when they're after the show, the bands will come out and sell their merch in the front and you can have a little chat maybe if you're lucky. But it's definitely hard to get like inside of the conversation with someone who's playing to thousands of people and you're just one of them in the crowd.
Yeah, it reminds me of a senior recital one time that went on at Skidmore College, upstate New York, maybe 2014, 2015. A beautiful jazz interlude was going down, and I heard somebody in the audience say, "Man, I wonder what that guy is thinking." And the person's friend turned to him and said, "Can't you hear it?" I think that's just an interesting way of thinking about the different ways that artists can speak, not always through words. Even if you did have the chance to have your little Q&A, you might not reach inside to find what you're looking for. So not exactly like a symposium where following the speaker's panel, you can go up, shake hands, schmooze.
Schmaltz. Get a little
waltz in.
Get the business card for your Rolodex.
Aha, yes. The Rolodex. What is your business card Rolodex? Does it have a form? Do you have a container?
Oh, it spins.
It spins.
I have an OG Rolodex sitting in on my night table back home. And it rotates 360 degrees over and over, full of empty business card holders.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is the OG Rolodex. I have a shoebox. And also many jacket pockets. I would say there is something supremely useful and spontaneous about keeping business cards, other people's business cards, of course, in your jacket pockets. So they're in whenever you have an opportunity or you find that you're in dire need of getting out of a situation, you can kind of just be like, "Hey, gotta go. Here's my business card. Feel free to email me with any questions." And then you turn in peace. And they end up emailing
somebody else who's cool who left you a business card.
Slobodan Milosevic. Fair. Zoltan Ferrer. Yes, he's a student here at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. Shout out, Zoltan.
Shout out to Zoltan.
Yeah. Okay. So, in the midst of all that, wonder at what age it becomes socially acceptable or necessary to get a business card. If our listeners have any feedback about the necessity of business cards, or they just want to rant about how stupid and wasteful it is to carry around this random little piece of identity, you know, is it self-important? Is it actually important? Convenient? Not convenient. How do you disguise yourself in your business card?
Or if you want to talk about the finer details of fonting and design of business cards and why you love them so much, we're also open to those suggestions. Please hit us up.
Yeah, or unconventional business cards. What are the ways that you make your mark and leave it in a physical form for others?
Capriccio.
Wow. Ooh, tough specific. A tough and an era specific reference here. Capriccio. Okay, gonna keep going with the music here. This jolly little song fell into my head earlier, and just go ahead and listen to the lyrics on this one. All right.
Baby, oh, little baby. everyone's too big to cry except for the baby. Little baby. Everyone knows how to lie except for a baby. Little baby. And I said, child, be my teacher. Would you, could you, maybe, yeah, little baby. Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Oh, talk to me, baby.
Oh, talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby. Tell me everything's alright. Teacher, would you, could you, maybe, yeah, little baby.
Oh, little baby.
Little baby.
Oh, little baby.
Little baby.
Mama, ooh, shadada doo. That is the lovely M Ward on the guitar and the vocals. A beautiful transformation from M Ward. I remember back in the very mopey days of like 2006, where there were a couple of jazzy records. It was like only guitar part 4. Not the most creative nomenclature surrounding the guitar pieces, but. Hey, M Ward has got an extensive discography. We are chilling. Are you chilling?
I am chilling, DJ Beef Taco.
How's the studio? What do you find? What are the observations that come from the Fresh Eye experience? Mm.
This is my first time up in the WMFO studios, and I am amazed actually by how lively and vibrant it is. There are records everywhere, peeling off the walls. Dripping from the sky, and
it's a little known fact about WMFO. Yeah. We don't share that with too many people, so please, otherwise you don't say too much.
I'll try and keep the private stuff private, but we've got some nice features up in this.
Plenty
place.
Of privates here.
A lot of privates.
Yeah, plural.
Corporals. Majors.
Privates. Generals, sergeants.
Only one sergeant, but you know.
No. You forgot about Timmy.
I thought he sergeant, was a colonel.
Sergeant Timmy. No! Whoa! Careful there. Timmy, what do you have to say about that? Usually Timmy just sits in the corner. Sometimes he plays his cello.
Timmy is an accomplished cellist.
Yeah, he is. And sometimes he goes by the name of Faith. Yeah, Private Faith. No, Corporal.
Corporal Timmy, Private Faith.
Mm-hmm. Corporal Timmy, Private Faith. Ooh, that reminds me, actually. Corporal Timmy and Private Faith. Before we go into one of our listeners' designations about the value of business cards, I'm going to bring back an old one from Wilco, actually. This is Impossible Germany.
I Germany, unlikely Japan.
So, what does this mean to me?
What does, what mean to me?
So the author of the song says, I'll say what this means to me. You wouldn't understand. Impossible Germany. Unlikely Japan. Where is the distinction between those statements? Impossible Germany, like unlikely Japan. What's this conclusion he or she is evaluating?
Germany is an impossible land.
You mean to say that the consolidation of the German states after the fall of the Austro-Hungarian Empire was actually a failed mission? Something that couldn't have been accomplished given the industrial context of the time?
I don't know if I would go that far.
This is blowing my mind.
But you're not completely off the mark there. There are some definite issues with the German state that have persisted since its foundation in the mid-1800s, but we're just gonna glide over them and assess German superiority in Europe at this day and age.
In this day and age. Interesting how you made two German puns there without even realizing it.
Oh, please enlighten me.
Yeah, just like the Enlightenment period thinkers. You talked about the legacies that have marked the German history.
Oh, marked.
Uh-huh. Nice. Yeah, there you go. And then what was the other one? Something about... the supremacy of something. Somehow the current vociferous smell in the air is speaking to me in a way that's a little it's distracting. I'll say that much. We can't say too much on air here, but there is somebody's doing something outside in the surrounds that could result in the dissolution of the German Republic.
Yeah, little known fact about WMFO studios that I learned today is that we are actually located in the middle of an underground bunker, which may or may not be connected via advanced teleportation links to underground bunkers all over the world, including one in
your car
and
your studio
and
your bedroom,
as well as
inside your headphones, in your ears, in your mind.
Of Impossible Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what it means to him. I think we just figured it out. So back to business. Before we get back to music, we have a listener consensus. We are so thankful to those who have called in and voiced their opinion on business cards. So without further ado, business cards only useful if they are Christmas cards. They should contain greetings. They should be specific and serve the functions of different people in your life. To your sister, to your mailman, to your friend's sister, friend's mailman. And they should all have different messages, such as, how you doing? What do you know? How's the labor going? How would you rate your labor on a scale from 1 to 10? How would you rate my question asking you to rate your labor? In fact, if all of these elements are not included on your business card, this is an injustice. This is a strong conclusion. This is an injustice to laborers everywhere. In fact, if my name doesn't appear on your business card, this is an abomination. Inconsiderate.
At best.
What are some other INC words?
Incomplete.
Inconceivable.
Incontrollable. I don't think that's a word.
It's not. Incongruous.
Incongruous.
Incorporated.
Incroyable.
Inculcated.
Incalculated.
Increasing.
In color.
No. What are these? These
Inception.
These insipious. I'm gonna incinerate this conversation before we all get thrown up in flames.
But yeah, thank you to our dear listener identified as the cat who lives next door, supposedly, for giving us that wonderful explanation.
We have an incident. Cards. We have an incident. There's something going on in the building.
Oh, and what is happening?
The incident is the incident. You haven't heard about it before?
I have not. I'm still new to this place.
I'm feeling some incendiary vibes from your jabs at our supremacy here at WMFO. All who enter are here forever. in Congress, actually in concert with Congress. I'm about to go incognito here underneath the music and underneath the vibes with insecticides. Well, that's an S. What about the IMF? Incestuous.
What?
After studying global governance, here's a real truth from the International Relations Department. You're going to hear it from me live. After studying global governance for the last year, I'll say this much. It is incestuous. Not only imperial, incestuous.
There is a lot of brother-sister fucking happening there.
whoa, okay. Gonna replace that language with this one from Sylvan Esso. Hopefully we do not die young because of that. Just received word that some stormwater drains in the Medford Somerville area are overflowing. With what are they overflowing? DJ Salsa Sly, do you care to provide an answer?
Rubber ducks.
No.
Wasted plastic
containers?
People.
Whoa. No, I don't think that's it. This is a part of the WMFO public service announcement for the 2 o'clock hour. We received word that the storm drains, with the preponderance of April rains,
and the Mayflowers that they do bring.
And the Mayflowers that they do bring, and the pilgrims that are now flooding the streets.
Literally,
that the drains are overflowing with the strength of the groove that we are bringing to you.
The beat is too damn hot.
And also, 100 years, just about 100 years after the great molasses flood of the North End here in Boston.
1919.
January 15th.
Coming up on that 100-year anniversary.
Coming up.
Party.
So, yes, that's part of the public service announcement. There is going to be a party to commemorate the 100th-year anniversary of not only the Groove, well, it will be commemorated via Groove, but the event that we are commemorating with the party is the spill of molasses into the North End of Boston, killing 33 people, drowning 33 people in massive floods of sugary liquid. So, not that we're celebrating death. We are celebrating... What are we celebrating?
We are commemorating. And we are remembering. Never again shall we let molasses flood
dismember
through our streets. Uncontrolled. Incontrollable.
We're commemorating and remembering how no more molasses will do any dismembering upon our members.
That is the ideal of our society, I think.
I don't know what society you're living in. I sometimes feel like I'm living in a society without ideals, or with ideals that are unenforced, unenforceable. Where can democratic freedom exist if there is so much lobbying and political control? That is my question. If any listener has an input, this is a serious, serious topic of inquiry on my mind.
We're really recruiting answers for the fielding candidates for the next presidential election. The leading candidate at the moment is somehow
Bruce Springsteen's left toenail
underneath Kanye West's
unforeseeable future.
This is a true statement.
Inside
of
a soggy
balloon.
Balloon. Kanye West, I didn't know you lived inside of a soggy balloon.
He does now. He recently moved. He actually posted about it in an update on his website in song form known as Lift Yourself.
Lift Yourself. You got me lifted higher than the ceiling. Does it go like that?
Actually, the lyrics resemble more like poopity scoopity doop.
Poop scoop de doop scoop de doop scoop. I know that's what the song that he was having a shout out to when he released that. Interesting. Okay, so basically the mush of his brain has culminated because of the soggy balloon that he's living in. And the expulsion from the balloon is this new song. Is that what you're telling me?
That is approximately correct.
Approximately. All right. So we got just about one more song coming to you. We're going to hear from Marzuki, which is the former band of Sufjan Stevens. And basically, Sufjan has undergone a number of transformations in his career, and has also
from wet noodle to dry noodle.
What is a mung bean? Can you talk about what a mung bean is?
I believe a mung bean is a type of bean commonly used in sentences
and also in political discourse.
Thank you.
take the bus home. Hang on to the seat, pull the covers, aching everywhere. Something's dreadful, something's wrong with me.